Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Scott Bell talking hockey, the former Gopher, great coach there, now scouting in the NHL for Toronto and doing a whole bunch more. He joins us now. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mad Max.
Yes, sir. Now tell me, what'd you think of that Minnesota State Mankato and Gopher game shutouts to get to the Frozen Four?
Yeah, wonderful stories. Mankato going back-to-back Frozen Fours, and then the Gophers the way they did it with a grit and grind game and with basically a walk-on goalie that jumped into the scene and just has been outstanding and one of the better stories in college hockey with Justin Close.
Yeah, what man, you assess Close as a hockey person. What has he done? What does he do?
I think he's the ultimate teammate. And if the team plays for him, he, you know, sacrificed his own ego for a couple of years. Always showed up to practice, worked hard, smiled, teammate, positive. May have never played a game if, the LaFontaine didn't bail on the team and sign pro in the middle of the night after the Michigan State series. And he was thrown in the fire, and it has just been magic. And he's just one of those wonderful success stories that everybody cheers for and roots for. And it's just great to see.
You know, you kind of waited for the dam to break, so to speak. You thought, how long can you mentally hold up and keep doing this? And he did, didn't he?
Oh, he's got magic in him. I mean, the team has a little bit of magic in him, but it just shows you what a positive attitude does and a good teammate, and the kids play for him, and he just brings that infectious, that little magic. I think that's the term you like to use in your talks, and that's definitely what he brings to the team.
So now you go in and you're seeing a pretty good, and Dryden McKay, a pretty good goalie at Minnesota State Mankato there. How good is he, and is he an NHL prospect?
You know, he is the best goalie in college hockey, and he probably should have won it last year, but he should get it this year. He set the all-time shutout record. Beat out Miller and set the record. I think with his last win, he might have set the all-time shutout record. And it's been, you know, the all-time wins leader in Mankato and has really put that team on his back. And they play well in front of him. Now, I don't know if he's a pro because, I think he's just under 6 foot. They're the one guy, Saros, in Nashville's the only goalie that's probably a sub-6-footer that's been able to do it at the NHL level just because there's so much traffic. So that's, but he might get a chance to prove himself at the AHL level. And if he can do what he's doing at college, then he someone may give him a chance.
Now, Matthew Nyes grew up in Arizona. We see this from time to time. Guys come from California, Arizona, et cetera. But tell me, how do they train them down there? Is it like a club where the elite players from the area all go and end up living there and training there, and some former NHL dad who's got a kid there kind of helps get it going? How do these kids develop at these different places that we see in the warm weather states?
You know what? They get hooked on it from watching the NHL down there, and they just play club hockey, just like similar like your – your local hockey in area hockey, but down there they have more like AAA teams like you'd have in Minnesota, of like the Tommy Chicago's and teams like that that are AAA, and then they travel around the state or they go out of state more. So Minnesota, we're spoiled with what we have here. We have something special, unique in the country. It's the only model in the country like this, and it's the most successful model in the country. And that shows with all the over 200 players, men's and women's hockey, both have just been exceptional for college level, and then for the professional level, developing players. Minnesota, we have the best model. But these other states like California, Florida, I mean, the Wild have a couple Floridians on the team. Toronto, we have Nyes, and we also have Matthews, both from California or from Arizona. I mean, it's spreading, and I think it's the popularity of the game and the exposure and getting more athletes and more people interested in it.
How does a guy like Ben Meyer sneak through undrafted?
You know what? He's out of Delanos. He was always good. We did, and I actually was in the business a little bit. I was at the U when Bob Moskow got him to the U when I was there that summer. Just kind of a late bloomer. Always did things well, and all of a sudden he just popped. And you know, was his draft year was already by him because he was a little older as a senior in high school. And some kids develop late. It's how it works, and you know that it's not unusual for that to happen. But it's. You know, maybe it is a little bit unusual to happen. I'd say, like, you know, football, they have the draft when they're seniors and juniors in college. For hockey, we have it when they're juniors and seniors in high school.
Yeah, so it's an 18-year-old draft. It's the biggest crapshoot in the world, right?
It can be. And, you know, Benny Myers is a wonderful, you know, like just the way he's been playing. He put that team on his back and just was willed it against UMass there. Great leadership. Just grit, grind, power, good teammate, Olympian. I mean, he cannot do any more than he's done. I think he should be, you know, he may win that Hobey Baker Award this year.
That's an unbelievable story, isn't it?
It's so wonderful. And, you know, there's two kids for the Hobey Baker, the kid up at Michigan Tech and Myers that are both from Delaware.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Minnesota. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Herb Brooks wanted to see when he said grow the game. And he, you know, he started at St. Cloud State, but he also met at Minnesota State Mankato. I mean, this is a great example of how many great hockey players there are out there and what Minnesota can do. Because not just this year. What was it, the 1 year? Weren't there three Minnesota teams in it the 1 year in the Frozen Four a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Duluth's roster where they've been to four to last, I mean, this is the first year in 5 years that they're not at their Frozen Four, and they're loaded with Minnesota players.
Yeah.
Mankato's loaded with Minnesota players. Minnesota's loaded with Minnesota players. Wisconsin, North Dakota, Notre Dame all have Minnesota players. Minnesota is the number one producing college talent for hockey in the country, hands down.
How hard is
women,
it?
Women's and men's. It's not just men's. It's women's, too. Women are, I mean, they're kicking butt, too.
How hard is it to project, if you just watch a kid play high school hockey and you're interested in the draft and taking that kid or not taking him, and you don't see him play juniors, which I know doesn't happen very often anymore, how hard is it to project a kid that just plays high school hockey versus one that plays juniors?
You know, it's easier if you see him play at a higher level against better competition. It's always easier to see that. At the high school level, you still can see how they think and how they work and compete and do things. I mean, high school is still a very good avenue and way to get drafted and find your footing for college. And I don't think anybody should be in a hurry. I think that's the mistake people get in, where they leave high school early and they haven't dominated the high school level yet, or they haven't dominated the level they're at, and they move forward, and then their growth gets stagnated because they're in too big a hurry, and they have to master where they're at first. And high school is a great. I mean, look at Alex Bump. He played before and after, and he lit the state tournament on fire, and was just an excellent example of being able to do it at the high school level and have the best of both worlds. And then Van Plante at Hermantown won the state championship. He played in Chicago before. He came back to high school, and then he's going back to Chicago for the playoffs in the USHL. wonderful example of having the best of both worlds. And Minnesota's lucky you can do that in Minnesota, and we're very fortunate to have that option for these kids.
Now, the trade deadline was late this year because the season got moved, and that allowed a little bit more analysis, and the Wild went out and got Fleury to go with Talbot. As an NHL guy that watches, what do you see?
I love the way the Wild set up. I mean, they have done a very good job. That identity of their team, the hard work and gritty. They are a tough out. They are going to be nasty in the playoffs, and their coaching staff, their management, their players are all on the same page. They're very enjoyable to watch. I just think they're built for the playoffs, and their additions. And Fleury's just, I was at Pittsburgh when he was there, and I met him a few times and could not meet a nicer human being or better, more humble superstar than him. He is the cream of the crop, the class of the class. He is excellent.
Billy Guerin, you worked with there. Does this team look like his vision for the team?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Like, they can beat you with skill, and they can beat you with toughness. And Billy likes that grinding style, and he knows what it – I mean, he's won 5 Stanley Cups, 3 as a player, 2 in management. He knows what it looks like. He's been in the fire. He's been on both sides of it. He's seen everything, and the acquisitions at the trade deadline for his defenseman, the tough – he added some grit and grind on the back end and on the front and supports his skilled guys. I mean, they have something special going right now, and they're going to be tough. They beat Colorado the other night. They're my second favorite team in the league right now, and obviously Toronto's number one. But they'll be very tough to beat in the playoffs for certain.
Calgary looks like a tough matchup too. Are they maturing and evolving into something you don't want to play?
I think Calgary. Yeah, I mean, Calgary has they bought into playing defense, and then they have some nice skill up front. I think that's a good matchup for the Wild. Now, the Wild, when they played them earlier, they were not healthy, and they didn't have their full lineup, and Calgary did. And Calgary was kind of on a roll, and the Wild were just kind of getting together, had a little bit of lull there. They didn't play the Calgary at full strength. I think they match up well against Calgary. Calgary, no one wants to play the Wild because they know what's coming down. If you play them in a 7-game series, it's going to be ice bags and bruises, and you're going to pay a price when they come at you.
And did it help them to get that defenseman then, the big kid from San Jose?
Oh, yeah. He just fits right in with them. He's Middleton. Yeah, he's going to be tough to play at. He's a number 5-6 type defenseman that's big and long and plays that playoff hockey style. That he's a perfect addition to them.
When you get to the playoffs, how does it change when you get to know each other? It's a 7-game series. I remember Tommy Curvers telling me once, I think the Wild were on a roll. They'd won 8 out of 9 or something like that. And he says, it doesn't matter. He says, this is before he was working for the Wild. But he said, it doesn't matter because they don't match up with Chicago. So I don't care how many games they win. They're going to have to play Chicago in the first or second round. And there's no way that they match up with Duncan Keith, with Taves, with Kane, et cetera, et cetera. He said, so the winning streaks mean nothing because they don't match up. And they're never going to match up. And there's no way they can beat them in a 7-game series. Do you start to calculate that right now this time of year?
Well, I think that's what the GMs are doing to see what they need before the trade deadline. Yep. And I would say on the West, the Wild match up with everybody well. Mm-hmm. And, Colorado is the cream of the crop on that side with the skill and the speed.
Yep.
But they don't have I don't think they have the back end or the goaltending that the Wild has. They might have the speed, I don't know if they have the kind of grind and grit that the Wild has, and it cost them last year for Colorado. And I don't know if they fixed those issues with the goaltending and the back end. They have some real slick skaters, but I don't know if they can handle that pounding that the Wild's going to bring to them, and they're going to bring it. They bring it, and they're fun to watch. Like, it's full speed. I mean, that place is hopping. It is. They are fun to watch.
Philadelphia comes down tomorrow with Mike Yeo and Chuck Fletcher. It hasn't worked out so well for them there. What's been missing, or are they just young?
There's a reason they got those jobs, is because things weren't working when they got there. So it's never a quick fix in sports. I mean, it's a difficult thing to change what they inherited. So they traded some of the pieces off. I just think they're in a tough situation, and it just takes a little longer than people people aren't patient in pro sports, so you're going to need some patience when you inherit a team that's on the slide. It takes a little bit to get going, and I think that's just where they're at right now.
Who do you like in the East besides Toronto?
You know, the Florida and Tampa are very tough. Like, Toronto just played Florida, and we beat them, but they're going to be a tough out. Like, they're fast, and they can play both ways, and they have a lot of skill, and they like to get up and down the ice. They play similar to us, and Tampa's the two-time defending champ, and the goal, they're still stacked. Like, until you beat the champ, they're still the champ, so... And Boston's on a roll right now. I think the East is very difficult. Like, we could come out of there. Any team, the Rangers are playing well. Their goalie's been outstanding. Like, it's anybody's. The East is difficult to predict. It's going to be a tough to get to the finals.
So you say that, I mean, you talk about a bit of sort of flavor to coaches. You got Dean Evason, obviously, at the Wild, but you got Boudreau in Vancouver, Yo in Philadelphia, and Andrew Brunette in Florida.
Yeah, Andrew Brunette quietly has just been kicking butt. Like, yeah. He's the guy everybody likes, and he kind of is just always around it. And just, I would imagine those players really enjoy playing for him. Darby Hendrickson and I are friends, and I met Andrew through him, and just a good person, like, wonderful human being. And
yes.
I'm sure, you know, like, his personality kind of shines with that team. They got a little bit of grit to them, but they have skill. They play really well. They're a nice team. They're fun to watch.
Scotty, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again soon. I haven't seen you at the club for a bit. Maybe I'm going the wrong hours.
I'm not on the elliptical next year, that's why.
Okay, I'll see you soon, I hope.
All right. Have a good one.
You bet, Scott Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.